I wonder if it's ever happened to you that you've gone to an otherwise very nice review in the hope of seeing something new, and then suddenly the orchestra begins to play the same old tune in the same old way. You brace yourself and you groan and say, oh my God, here comes an opening. And then, as sure as original sin, the same old group comes leaping in. The dancers spin the same old spin. The singers grin the same old grin. And you know that for 2 minutes, you were definitely in for an opening. And it's unbearable. And you think to yourself as they start to bellow, wouldn't it be nice if some young fellow were just to come in and sit down and smile and relax and begin the whole thing quite calmly by saying, hello. How in the world does anyone start a show? How in the world does anyone start a show? How in the world does anyone ever find the way to simply say, hello?
Hello.
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 Yes, how in the world?
Yes, yes, how in the world? Yes, how in the world? Yes, how in the world? We're speaking very frankly, we don't know. We must go back to the Middle Ages when the theater was young. Before the ideas were all used up
and the opening songs all sung.
When art was spelled with a capital A
and tart with a capital T,
we should open this show exactly as though it were the 14th century.
Aprilla with its shower sooty, and Piercy with droughts downy to the rooty, we players all bethink our duty, and take it to the provinces on footy.
Geoffrey Chaucer?
Yea, verily.
Sound the trumpet, beat the drum, blow on the bladder of a sheep. Strum the lute and toot the flute, let no one stay asleep. Slay an oxen, roast a serf, stow all your valuables away. Strum the lute and toot the flute and play, gypsies, play, gypsies, play, gypsies, play, 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 gypsies, play, gypsies, play, 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 play.
First citizen, speak.
Gene Arnold, your obedient servant.
Second citizen, speak.
Your obedient servant, Jack Fletcher.
Third citizen, speak.
Jane Connell, your obedient servant.
Fourth citizen, speak.
Your obedient servant, George Hall.
Fifth citizen, speak.
Stevie Cabot, your obedient servant.
And your informal informant, Jerry Matthews. Sir and ma'am, it's six of one.
Yay!
And half a dozen of the other.
Verily!
In truth, it's Debbie Dozen!